Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I have found and we have learned that God is God. He is knowingly and deliberately mocked by the Gentiles, alias white people. In Psalm 81, verse 15, these people, the Gentiles, are called haters of the Lord. The haters of the Lord mock him, God, that is. They make fun of him. The haters of the Lord deride him. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is the object of their ridicule. But something is missing here. Listen. It is the word of God that says God is mocked. Yet, the Gentiles mock their God. The Gentiles make fun of, they deride the authority of the Word of God. It is the Word of God that says, serve the Lord. And the Gentiles themselves have vowed to serve the Lord their God, but they have not served the Lord. They have served their Pope, their ministers, and other things, real and surreal, seen and not seen. but they have not served the Lord their God, neither have they honored the word of God. The Gentiles, the haters of the Lord, make fun of and deride the word of God. The word of God says in Psalm 111, verse 9, holy and reverend is his God's name. Holy and reverend are titles belonging to God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, says the word of God. It should be clear to all how that the Gentiles have taken and applied these titles. They have taken and applied these titles deliberately in mockery of the word of God. They, the Gentiles, deride the word of God, and they defy the law. The law says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain or irreverently. Isaiah 54, verse 5 says, the Lord of hosts is his name. Isaiah 42, verse 8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name. These names, Lord, Holy, and Reverend, the book of the law says belong to God. The Gentiles have taken these three names and deliberately applied them irreverently. I find this. The Gentiles act in defiance of the word of God, and the Gentiles deride the word of God, the law, and the living God, Tommy L. Hart. In Jeremiah 44, verse 28, the word says, know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. The theirs in the statement refers to the Gentiles, alias white people, haters of the Lord, whose word shall stand, the word of God, or the Gentile. Jeremiah 42, verse 5, and Jeremiah 42, verse 2, we are told, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, as thine eyes do behold us. The word says, I, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, am a true and faithful witness, for my eyes do behold them. I see and hear the word of God. I see and hear the Gentiles. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2, I am asked, what seest thou? Answer, the Lord sees that written in Psalm chapter 1, verse 5, which says, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment." The adjective ungodly means not like God. From things already considered and determined, we know who the term ungodly refers to. Of course, it refers to the Gentiles, alias white people. Described in the Book of the Law, the AVB, as being wicked, Exodus chapter 9, 27, deceitful workers, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13, and treacherous dealers, Isaiah 24, verse 16, and haters of the Lord, Psalm 81, verse 15. From that description, we all see that the Gentiles, one, do not have a good name, and two, we see that they, the Gentiles, are an unrighteous and lawless people. Lawless meaning not obeying the law, unruly. We see that the Gentiles are an unrighteous and lawless people. They are unlike the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, who is one, true, and two, faithful, in accordance with Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 5. Faithful, as used in Jeremiah 42, verse 5, means marked by or showing a strong sense of duty or responsibility. The adjective true, as used in the same, means faithful, constant, real, reliable, authentic. Authentic means that can be believed or accepted. Reliable. Authentic stresses reliability and trustworthiness. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, can be relied upon for truth. He has trustworthiness. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. The Gentiles cannot be relied upon to tell the truth. They are not trustworthy. So the Gentiles are not like God. The Gentiles are ungodly. The scripture says, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, but neither shall their way stand." The way of the ungodly here is the way of Christianity. Christianity shall not stand in the judgment. Psalm chapter 1 verse 6 says, "The way of the ungodly shall perish. Meaning, the way of Christianity shall perish. Now, if the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, and the way of the ungodly shall perish, whose word shall stand in the judgment? Let's see. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, the word of our God shall stand forever. That is what the people have already agreed to. That is the law. Same statement, that one statement. Another one is Psalm 33, verse 11, saying, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. And Proverbs 19, verse 21 says, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The question is, whose word shall stand, says the word of God, mine or theirs, the Gentiles, the ungodly? The answer to the question is all three statements. The word of our God shall stand forever. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. And the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Who is the Lord? The Lord is the man, Tommy L. Hart. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. The counsel of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, standeth forever. And the counsel of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, that shall stand. But a question arises from the three statements. It is, what is the counsel of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? Answer, the counsel of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, at this time is wait and see. The liars, the haters, and the cursed. What do we know about liars? Answer, we know, one, that liars lie. They tell lies. That is obvious, a given. Two, we know that liars lie to those they deem to be naive and unsuspecting. Three, we know that liars lie to cover up lies they have told before. Four, in the case of the Gentiles, they, the Gentiles, lie in order to deceive. Five, Gentiles lie to keep others in the dark about something. Six, they, the Gentiles, lie in order to cover up old lies they have told. Seven, the Gentile liars lie in order to hide their hatred. Eight, the Gentiles lie in order to hide their sin. The Gentiles, alias white people, are liars. The Gentiles are haters. But by what authority? The Gentiles are haters by the authority of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. We are told the haters of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, should have submitted themselves to him. The Gentiles have a legal obligation to submit themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Thus far, they, the Gentiles, have not performed that legal obligation because of their hatred. The Gentiles are liars. They are haters. They are also cursed. The Gentiles are under a curse. They are under a legal curse. The reason, along with the curse, are shown in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 14 through 20. The Gentiles are under the law of Deuteronomy 28, verses 14 through 20. The Gentiles, alias white people, are liars. They are haters of the Lord, their God. They are under the curse of the law. In Malachi 1, verse 14, the book of the law says, "Cursed be the deceiver." The deceiver is not one person, one individual. The deceiver is a people. The deceiver here is the Gentiles, the liars, the Gentiles, the haters of the Lord, their God, the Gentiles, the cursed. Malachi 1:14 says again, "Cursed be the deceiver." That statement is equal to this statement. Cursed be the Gentiles. Cursed be the Gentiles. That is the law. The liars, the haters, the deceivers, the cursed, the Gentiles. I will end the program at this time, but I remind you to follow me on Twitter. Tommy L. Hart, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Also, tell others about my program here, Lawmaster. Tell all your family members that you can get hold of. Tell all your friends. Tell all you can. Obviously, this information is very important. It's presented in a clear and easy-to-follow manner. This information sheds light on the Bible, the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, which I use. We as a people have been lied to. We as a people have been given a false faith. That false faith being belief in Jesus Christ as given to us by the Gentiles. It has been found out, and the Hart Report makes this very clear, that that faith given to our fathers during the time of enslavement is false. But not only does the Hart Report show the falsity of the faith given to us during the from the time of the enslavement era, it shows the truth. The Hart Report gives truth of Bible content. This has never happened before. Therefore, before my time and before my coming forth, it was impossible for black people to know the truth of Bible content. But now, by means of the Hart Report, by means of this program, the truth is getting out, and black people for the first time have opportunity to not only hear the truth, but know the truth, and bring to pass that in the book of John, the law says there, you shall know the truth. Shall. Speaking of a future event, the time for that future event has come. It is here. It is now, the now time. Black people can know the truth by means of the work of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So tell others about this program. Invite others to hear the program with you. That's a good thing to do. Be sure you listen carefully. Be sure and not miss anything from the program. Lawmaster's Archives is there for your use. It is there for your good. It is there for your learning. But so are my tweets. So are they are there for your good. They are there for your knowledge. They are there for your learning. Tell others about my Twitter account, the program. Tell others about Lawmaster's program. and join me again the next time when the judgment continues.